Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lynn. You're listening to WHYY's Morning Edition from Philadelphia. It's 9:04. At the Jersey Shore, the incumbent mayor of Ocean City just won a fifth term. WHYY's Tom McDonald reports.
Mayor Jay Gillian was thrust into the spotlight after his family amusement pier went bankrupt, followed by his personal bankruptcy. He ran a campaign saying that had nothing to do with his running of the city and beat Councilmember Keith Hartzell by about 300 votes. Realtor and former council president Pete Madden finished third in the three-way contest. The official count will have to wait for mail-in ballots to be tallied, but they're not expected to change the outcome of the unofficial count. Tom McDonald, WHYY News.
A court battle is underway in Philadelphia ahead of next week's primary elections. It's about the rules for electing ward committee members. They are the people who hand out voting guides and help select the party leadership. A new rule would require write-in candidates for those positions to get at least 10 votes. That may not seem like much, but West Philly Republican ward leader Matt Wolf says the requirement would make it nearly impossible for his party to fill thousands of committee positions.
We need to stand up and be counted. And one of the ways that we need to do that is by rebuilding our ward and committee structure. What the city commissioners want to do will make it more difficult for the Republican Party to give this city the alternatives that it needs.
Wolf sued the Board of Elections, and a judge has blocked the new rule. The city and the Republican Party have appealed the decision, and there could be another ruling by the time votes are tallied from the primary election. The contentious race for Pennsylvania's 3rd congressional district is coming to an end. However, a lack of public polling means election observers cannot confidently determine a frontrunner. Political consultant Mustafa Rashid, also a resident of the district, says the lack of polling likely reflects how low national interest is in a seat that is guaranteed to remain in Democratic hands.
Polls are expensive, and they're hard to get people on their cell phones. It's hard to get them to answer questions. And so we don't know where it was, and so people just sort of assume that these were the front runners just based on a media narrative, fundraising, and endorsements, and nothing objective.
Rashid says he's going to be waiting for results next Tuesday, just like the rest of us. Checking sports, Phils and the Red Sox, they play tonight. That wraps up their set in Boston. The Reds beat the Phils Wednesday 3-1. Orlando City beat the Philadelphia Union yesterday 4-3. And a nice highlight from that game, the Union's 16-year-old Kevin Sullivan, he subbed in, and he scored his first goal in the match. Your Philly forecast looks pretty drippy in the morning, and then things clear up a bit. Partly cloudy after morning light rain. We'll have a high near 66, and the winds, they'll be in there 10 to 20 miles an hour. They lessen to 10 to 15 tonight with partly cloudy skies, a low temperature of 49, cloudy tomorrow with a high of 70. It's 9:07. This is WHYY's Morning Edition.